Most of the gadgets showcased at this year's annual exhibition are designed to keep us connected and help us manage everyday chores. This headband, presented by the company named Melon, captures and graphically displays brain activity to help the wearer improve their concentration skills. Ari Barenhama is the co-founder and CEO of Melon.
And we're also showing off our mobile app, which is brain training games to help you train yourself to focus better and learn to focus better in day-to-day life.
Another startup called SmartPen tried to interest attendees to invest in its device, which replicates whatever you write or draw on paper and sends a copy to a computer or a tablet PC. Marketing director Catherine Hunt says it just takes putting a receiver on the top of the paper.
As you put the pen down, it sends out ultrasound and infrared to the receiver, which then calculates distance and position, and so it always knows where you are.
A simple webcam may be fine for monitoring your pet when you're away from home, but a gadget called PetCube allows you to interact with your cat or dog when you're not there. PetCube's CEO, Yaroslav Azhnyuk, explains.
Besides the camera, it also has a laser pointer inside, so you can actually play with your pet moon laser from your smartphone. This is crazy fun. And it also has a speaker and microphone, so you can actually communicate with your pet two ways.
Movpec co-founder Ivo Macado says students could look very cool moving around college campus on a personal transportation device that fits into a backpack.
It's also the world's first backpack and electric vehicle. So you can wear it in a bag. You can wheel it, and you can also just like with one movement, and you're ready to go. 15 miles per hour, 9 miles range, and it's great for commuters, great for students.
TechCrunch is a website focused on news about high-tech companies. Its annual exhibition attracts not only inventors, says East Coast editor John Biggs, but potential customers as well.
This is San Francisco, so everybody wants to try new stuff. So it's sort of like a big science fair for these guys.
Biggs says in spite of fierce competition, as much as 90% of the displayed gadgets will eventually find their way to the market. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.